God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'd like to start off by telling the story of a young man, son of a well-known pastor, a standout in college and in seminary, went to what many consider the greatest university in the whole world. He was known by all his peers as devout. This young man was ordained and went straight on from seminary to start a religious society. Yet this man's personal life was strife with problems. He was deemed a bit radical, growing his hair long, dressing in an odd manner for a preacher. He was seen with the lowest of the lows, in prisons, visiting street people, even hanging out in bars. He was sent to be a missionary to a very important appointment. On the journey there was a storm. And instead of helping the people and praying, he holed up in his room, terrified. And when he got there to this new mission appointment, his holier-than-thou attitude really caught up with him. And as the indigenous peoples and the new people who had arrived there in the mission zone, well, they just didn't think he was all that. He was condescending to the native people, and he quickly gave up on them. He got tangled up in a scandal with a young woman and even had charges brought against him. He skipped bail and then went back to his home country where he struggled. This son of a preacher, this well-known clergy, this man who had been raised in church all his life, he struggled to know whether he was even really a Christian. For you see, he had believed that his faith, his own faith, was quite lacking. He preached, he prayed, but he questioned his own salvation. Hundreds, despite all of his mess-ups, hundreds, if not thousands, were brought to Christ through his preaching and his organizing of churches. Yes, all this despite his struggles and, well, less than stellar reputation. Yet, in spite of all this, because he questioned his own salvation and faith, he was going to give it all up. Then another famous preacher who was his mentor, a Reverend Peter Bowler, told this young John Wesley these words: preach faith until you have it. And then because you have faith, you will preach it. This is the journey we are on as a church community. A journey where the path is not always clear. A way where even the pastors and the leaders get it wrong sometimes. A path where the unexpected happens, where the low are raised up, and where the kings bend down to serve. Yet it is here we must continue. Continue on this journey, keeping our focus not on all the things that have happened or even all the things we have done, keeping our focus on the grace afforded to us, even in some of our darkest hours. Yes, we must continue our journey in grace. Because you see, this is a journey. Our salvation is not a one and done moment. It is a continuing journey, even when, like a young John Wesley or a young Simon Peter, even when those personalities in all of us want to find a different path than the one Jesus is on. We think we have to have it all figured out. But you see, it was well into his years, in his clergy profession, that John Wesley went to a meeting, rather reluctantly, with a group of friends, where his heart was strangely warmed. And well, Simon Peter had been with Jesus himself every day for 3 years, and still he had doubts and arguments with Jesus about this journey. He wanted to be on the journey with Jesus, as long as it was on the path Peter thought, and the way Peter thought and believed it should look like. And grace, even in those moments, is what covered them. The prevenient grace that goes ahead of us and is there already, even before we know we need it. And the grace that is behind us and with us and ahead of us, waiting for our arrival. And when we suddenly and finally get it, we've only just begun. Our journey does not end there. It's only the beginning, because we are to continue our journey in Christ. This is the essence of our journey, to continue in Christ. To continue in Jesus means we acknowledge that grace that lives in us and with us. And the journey is to be lived every single day. This realization is what we call justifying grace. It's the grace that makes us whole and gives us our freedom to live into the salvation offered to us by Jesus. And like our holy mystery, the sacrament of communion, we will never understand it with our human minds. But we know it. We know it with our God-created souls. John Wesley sums it up. If we are to continue in our journey of salvation, we are to continue to grow in Christ. He says, we do this by doing all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. And so we together are to continue in our journey with salvation. Yes, salvation is a lifelong journey. As Methodists, we believe we are going on to perfection. Not that we are perfect or ever will be perfect in this life, but we are to continue our salvation journey our entire lives, striving to be a better Christian today than we were yesterday, and praying that if tomorrow is granted, that we are building the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven better, stronger than we ever could today. And it sounds daunting, and it is if we try to do it all alone. John Wesley struggled as a young preacher because he thought it was him and his work and his faith But our scripture promises otherwise. Peter stumbled, even denied his faith, even after 3 years, didn't have a grasp on what it was going to be on this journey with Jesus. Our scripture promises Jesus with us, for us, in us, even when we ourselves stumble, even when we ourselves get lost, even when we ourselves have an alarm that goes off in the middle of your sermon, even when we get lost, even when we try to turn back, we may not know the way of this journey. But Christ does. We may not always see or know the way or even how to continue, how to take the next step, but we have Jesus to lead if we can just keep our focus on Him. Will we continue? Will we go where Jesus leads? Will we continue to focus on the grace that God gives us in our journey of salvation? Grace is here in this place, in this table, in our hearts, and in our souls. And Jesus gives you an invitation. Let's share it together. Amen.